Prosperity Series, Episode 9, Part 9. And what we'll do here is read the passage that this relates to prosperity in the Bible. And here was, I highlighted it a couple nights ago, so I'm just getting back to it now. It comes from the book of Job, chapter 36, 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. Serve the king. Bring the king his glory. Anytime you can bring the king glory, do it. The king always wants more glory. There's never enough glory. And I'm teaching you the oracles of how to manifest prosperity of God. Bring the king his glory. So now, I haven't read this chapter. I've read this book a few times. I don't remember this chapter at all. So here we go. And I'm going to change. I'm going to do a character switch here. This is Elihu. I don't know who Elihu is. So I'm going to change Elihu with Karen, and I apologize if I offend anyone, but I'm trying to relate to Canadians and millennials who can relate to the word Karen versus Elihu. And I'm excited to bring the good side of Karen out here. So Karen also proceeded and said, bear with me a little and I will show you that there are yet words to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my maker, for truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty, but despises no one. He is mighty in strength of understanding. He does not preserve the life of the wicked, but he gives justice to the oppressed. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but they are on the throne with kings, for he has seated them forever, and they are exalted. And if they are bound in fetters, held in the cords of affliction, then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly. He also opens up their ear to instruction and commands that they turn from iniquity. They obey and serve him. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in the heart store up wrath. They do not cry for help when he binds them. They die in youth, and their life ends among the perverted persons. He delivers the poor in their affliction and opens their ears in oppression. Indeed, he would have brought you out of dire distress into a broad place where there is no restraint, and what is set on your table would be full of richness. But you are filled with the judgment due to the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold of you. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take you away with one blow, for a large ransom would not help you avoid it. With your riches or all the mighty forces keep you from distress. Do not desire the night when people are cut off in their place. Take heed. Do not turn to iniquity, for you have chosen this rather than affliction. Behold, God is exalted by his power. Who teaches like him? Who has assigned him his way? Or who has you have done wrong? This is chapter 36 out of Job, verse 11, in regards to prosperity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. What does that mean? Get involved. Serve your community. Serve your community. Don't think of what you can take. Think of what you can give. Let go of your own understanding, and prosperity will surround you over time. There's no shortcuts in walking with Jesus. There's no shortcuts with God. And there's no trumping and devaluing the labor you put into your own life. For the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And times are changing. and I'm honored to bring you this ninth part in this series on prosperity for all Canadians and wherever you are, all Canadians. Hope you hear this message. Take care.